Many families will be gathering this holiday season, and some will notice that an aging loved one is not so well and may need help. Care providers say they get more calls at this time of year with questions about how to step in. That includes how to talk about things like when to stop driving, when to hand over the checkbook, and when to move. Vermont Public's Nina Keck shares some tips on how to have these difficult conversations.
Amy Goyer is AARP's family and caregiving expert. She's navigated a lot of these difficult conversations.
I've been a caregiver really my entire adult life.
When it comes to subjects like money, driving, healthcare, or housing, she says talk early and talk often. Don't wait until you're in the middle of a crisis. Like if you're worried about your parents' living situation, start with hypotheticals.
You know, if you talk early about that and you say, okay, so you live on a 5-acre land and it's a lot of work. So if there comes a time when it's a little bit too much for you, let's talk about what the options are. But it's also good to talk often because the situation changes.
Where, when, and how you bring up these conversations is also important.
Not a good idea to bring up an intense conversation when someone's tired. So pay attention to your loved one's rhythms. Are they, you know, better in the morning or are they better in the afternoon or the evening?
For some people, Goyer says it might be easier to start a tough conversation at the dinner table or over a glass of wine. Others may be more receptive while taking a walk or doing something active. And before you start one of these conversations, do your homework. Spend time observing.
You know, saying broadly, you're not a good driver anymore is not going to help anybody. But if you say, Mom, I notice you have a lot of dents and dings on one side of the car. You know, it seems like maybe your vision might be impaired. Let's get that checked. Close calls, you know, close accidents, getting lost, all of those things are things that you have to have some kind of specifics for them. And it's helpful to have those lined up.
Equally important is having some realistic options and alternatives to suggest.
Here's how we're going to use Uber or Lyft. You know, here's how we're going to use neighbors and friends and volunteers. Here's where I'm going to take you. Or you're going to live in a place that has transportation.
If you believe your aging loved one needs support at home, be ready to explain who could help and how it could be paid for. If you believe they should move, investigate housing options, costs and locations, as well as activities, meals and services offered there. Goyer says never bring up a change unless you have realistic alternatives to offer, and be respectful.
You know, we're not trying to take over somebody's life, and we're not talking to someone like they're a child. You know, the biggest mistake you can make is talk about and think that you're parenting your parents.
Instead, frame your conversations around caring, support, and empathy.
Change is hard for people, no matter how old you are. And listen to them. Validate what they're feeling. Ask them what their fears are. Ask them, you know, how they feel about a situation. Do you ever feel like you really like to have a little bit more help around the home? Or do you ever feel unsafe? You know, really make it a conversation.
With good conversational skills, Goyer says use plenty of I statements. So instead of saying you shouldn't be driving, say,
I'm concerned, Mom. I'm concerned about your safety. I'm concerned that you might hurt someone else. You know, I worry about you. You can say, I really want to help you, rather than you need some help.
And if you're still struggling, Goyer says sometimes the right people at the table can make all the difference, which is why she says it might be important to include a certain family member your loved one listens to, or a respected advisor, such as a lawyer, doctor, faith or community leader, or friend. An objective third party, like a care manager, counselor, or elder care mediator, might also help. These discussions are so hard, Goyer says, because they're emotional for everyone, and they're about loss, which is why she says it's so important to keep love and respect at their heart. For Vermont Public, I'm Nina Keck.